listening to Thoughts of Healing with David Boone on PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio. Now here's David.
Connecting the Cross and Crown. The cross symbolizes the two great commandments. Vertically, it pictures man's alignment with God, as in the first commandment. Horizontally, it describes a relationship with others, that is, heaven on earth. The crown prefigures the maximum good of the second commandment, love thy neighbor as thyself. And the conversion of Saul to Paul examples the spiritual, real connection that satisfies these demands. Following the directives on the crown, life's burdens become light. Saul was made blind, Acts chapter 9. He had persecuted the Christians severely. His conversion episode was a proof of the statement, "It is hard for you to kick against the pricks," for he could not long avoid loving one's neighbor as oneself. This also illustrated a change of consciousness necessary for progress. The cross in daily life is a moving to the light of spiritual understanding and spiritual love, the apprehension of at-one-ment with God in the first commandment, and love for all mankind in the second. Unknown to Saul, the Christians he persecuted were following these two great commandments. His proximity to this light, even if for an opposite purpose, put him in the light. Saul did have some vertical alignment. His character reflected a belief in one God faithfully. But Saul was void of the horizontal relationship symbolized by the cross. At that time, there was a wonderful moving to this light in the Christian community, as exampled by Philip and the eunuch, and Peter's advancements in spiritual healing, raising the dead. The crown embodies the second commandment, or the highest sense of spiritual relationship with others. Heal the sick manifests as whole body reality, not only what is thought of as physical health. Mind and body are one. The crown honors the proof of physical healing by the lifting up of consciousness to a higher, more spiritual thought of God as good and man as God's spiritual perfect reflection. Cleanse the lepers also represents spiritual wholeness and physical healing. It includes spiritual agreement and cancels the belief of separation from good. It's the daily handling of animal magnetism, the source of discord and complaint among mortals. Raise the dead means to lift up from both the belief that life is in matter and that life is a fretting process. See the glossary of science and health. Peter himself and later Paul raised the dead, showing the advancement into the light of spiritual understanding that was taking place in the horizontal, or as love thy neighbor as thyself. Cast out demons, Jesus did. He functioned by mental means, the visible departing of evil spirits or beliefs, so that the local community could accept the healing of dementia. See Matthew. He understood the metaphysics of healing that would not antagonize thought, which was not yet receptive to the divinely spiritual and mental method. This allowed the calm and exalted thought, or spiritual apprehension, which is at peace, to go forward and be realized in present reality. An essential part of the true horizontal relationship is to preach the gospel, the unity of truth and love. Paul was chosen to example this part before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. To understand the cross and crown as the fulfillment of the second commandment and the fact of the vertical alignment with the one God brings consciousness into the light and shines the truth on all things and peoples. It shows the true method and metaphysical of working out life's experience, and it puts us in the way of truth, life, and love.
Quotes from Science and Health mentioned during this program are from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Thoughts of Healing with David Boone is produced by Prayerful Living Publishing. This is PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio.